Welcome to the Benchmark Daily Banking Executive Summary Podcast. On Tuesday, the 11th of December 2018, Australian Competition and Consumer Commission and Landmark Operations Limited, trading as CEDNET, Federal Court of Australia, judgments and orders, approval of settlement, contraventions of Australian consumer law, agreed penalty and orders, court satisfied to make orders and declarations sought. Carbone and Metricon Homes Proprietary Limited, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Contract, option deeds, respondent entitled to rescind option deed and recover call option fees. Appeal dismissed. Mei Zhang and Yi Cheng, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Judgments and orders. Contract, default judgment set aside. Extension of time to seek leave to appeal granted. Leave to appeal refused. Anthony and Morden, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Contract, negligence, estoppel, agency agreement, claim against author by former agent for book royalties dismissed, author's cross-claim in negligence upheld in part, judgment for author in sum of $514,558.19. James Irwin McIntyre by his tutor John Allen McIntyre and Salvador Klein Proprietary Limited as trustee for Sonia Ursa Satori Investment Trust, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Judgments and orders, approval of settlement, legally incapable person, court satisfied to approve settlement on condition of plaintiff's undertaking that application for funds management be made. Bunny and Ryan, Supreme Court of Appeal of Victoria, judgments and orders, accident compensation, dismissal of application to claim damages under Section 134AB, Accident Compensation Act 1985, Victoria, extension of time to appeal refused. Glenorchy City Council and Wiretech, Supreme Court of Tasmania. Environment and Planning, dismissal of application for orders that respondent demolish wall, remove materials and reinstate site. Failure to comply with Section 12 Magistrates Court Civil Division Act 1992. Appeal allowed. Magistrates' decision quashed. Thank you for listening.